Hi, I'm Michelle from YFS and welcome to our podcast series on stuff you need to know about the law. We've got a focus today on family law and joining me is Vi and Mel from the YFS legal team. Hi, Vi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Okay, so today we're going to have a chat about mediation and what is mediation. But before we get started, I just wanted to say that the information that we provide today is in no way intended as legal advice, and that at the end of our conversation, if people do feel they need legal advice, then we'll actually give them some contacts for where they can go for further information. Okay, let's get started straight up. What is mediation? It feels like a really big question for me to ask, right?
Yeah. Well, it is a big question, but it's also a really simple answer. Mediation is just a shared space to discuss issues and how the two of you are going to come out with an answer.
Okay.
There's just usually a third party there who's completely neutral.
Yep.
Nothing to do with either of you and can just keep things focused on discussing the issues rather than divulging into an argument.
Yeah.
You know, slinging mud around the place.
All right. So when we're talking about mediation, specifically in relation to family law, like what could I find myself in mediation for?
Yeah. So the Family Law Act actually does stipulate that you must attend family law mediation or family dispute resolution before you file an
in
application for parenting.
Sorry,
orders. What was that? Financial matters.
No, in parenting matters.
Yeah.
Parenting matters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have to attend mediation before you file an application with the court.
Okay. So, I suppose in my mind, my first question is, do you have to be separated before you do that?
You do have to be separated.
Do you have to be divorced before you do that?
You absolutely do not have to be divorced. So,
all right.
You don't even have to be divorced to do anything, really,
yeah, right.
In the family law space. Divorce is usually the last thing we'll advise people to do.
Okay.
It's just that physical unmarrying process. So you do that right at the end, is my advice.
And because the reality is that in a lot of – not everyone's married, right?
That's right, absolutely.
But when we're talking about separation, we're talking about when a relationship – most of the time when a relationship where it's involved – cohabitation, living together.
Not even necessarily.
Not even that, right?
Some people, you know, don't ever live together, but they have children together.
And if
you separate and you're not going to be co-parenting the same way, then, you know, you're going to need some mediation to help you. Well, you might need some mediation to help you figure out how you're going to move forward with that.
Okay. And by when you mentioned before around filing, like it's the first step in the process, right?
Yes.
Formalising something. So you're talking about formalising things like parenting orders or financial settlements. Is that what we're talking about?
And I think my understanding is also that because usually people are emotional at that time and they're emotionally driven.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess instead of clogging the court up because everyone wants to file an application for a parenting order or financial settlement, the court or the law sort of says, see if you can resolve this, and hopefully that's enough time that's passed where the emotion has been settled.
Yeah.
And then by the time they do enter the court, it is for the best interest of the children, or that it's in relation to property settlement.
Yeah. So hopefully through mediation, you're hoping that both parties come to an agreement.
That's right.
Yep.
And just to add to what Vi said there, you're going to always come out, especially in relation to children, you're going to come out with a better agreement if mum and dad or mum and mum and dad at dad can sit down together and discuss what's best for the kids, come out with an agreement, even if they're not 100% happy with it. That agreement is always going to be better than if you take it to court and you let somebody who does not know your family and does not know your children make a decision for you.
Yep. Okay. All right. So when you go to mediation, I'm gathering both parties have to be in the room together or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Lots of mediation, it will be like a round table. Everyone will sit together in a mediation and your mediator will direct the conversation and direct the issues and make sure you can come to an agreement. But that's not always possible.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you shouldn't participate in that mediation process. So sometimes mediation will take place by way of what we call a shuttle mediation. So that would mean one person sits in one room, another person sits in another room, and the mediator will just wander back and forth between them, basically sending messages.
Okay.
This is what I'd like to offer. This is my counteroffer. And then they would try and come closer to an agreement.
Yeah, okay. So From what you're telling me, it sounds like it tries to be as user-friendly, for want of a better term.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also cost-effective as well.
That depends. Yeah, there's an argument about that.
Yeah, right. So mediation costs, does it?
In some cases, it does.
Right.
There are services that are very low cost or free. Places like Family Relationships Australia, Uniting Care, they can offer really, really low cost or sometimes free mediation. Mm-hmm. Then there are semi-private mediation places. I understand there's one at Bond University and one at QUT, and their fees are, you know, $200 or $500 for their mediations. And then you can go fully private. Now, those are going to be really expensive. They expect you both to have individual lawyers.
Lawyers, yeah.
And the mediator is going to cost some money. So normally we would say a private mediation is going to cost about $5,000 per person to participate in that. So that's not really cost effective for everyone. I mean, some people can afford that, but lots of people can't, especially when you're trying to separate two households or one household to live in two places and you've got kids moving back and forth between everything.
Absolutely. So let's say I go the route where I don't necessarily have my own private lawyer. Can I have someone in the mediation process helping, supporting me or not?
Again, that depends.
Okay. Yeah, when does it depend?
So in all situations, it will depend. So you're not allowed to have anyone with you in your mediation unless everyone agrees.
Okay.
Because it's a space about agreement. So if you want a support person, you'll have to, or your mediator will check with the other party. Do they agree with that? If they agree, everything's fine. You can bring yourself a support person. In some private mediations, your support person will have to wait outside while you're having legal advice or while you're doing actual negotiation. Okay. But then they can come back in and support you through making a decision, or you can go out and talk to them and say, oh, this is what's going on. I don't know how to go.
Yeah.
And just get that support that way. But realistically, it does depend on the agreement of the situation, because it's a space for agreement.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I think that's actually a really important thing for people to know and understand, and understand what would happen in that mediation meeting. I imagine, what if you can't come to an agreement in the allocated time? Like, do you have to come back, or do they just go, no, we're going straight through to court now, that's your next step? Like,
I think if both parties made a genuine effort to try and reach an agreement but do not reach an agreement, then usually at that point the mediation will come to an end, and they will be provided a mediation certificate.
Okay.
So that certificate would then be given to the parties, and they can then file an application in court, but they must do that within 12 months of when the certificate was issued.
Okay.
But they don't have to go to court at that stage. So certainly if you've gone to mediation, as Vi said, you've both made a genuine effort. You can't come to an agreement. That might be because you've tried really hard and you've discussed all the issues and you can't agree. Even if you might have had 10 hours to do it, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, right.
You get your certificate and you'd move on. But some people, especially if you go in places like Relationships Australia, they give you 2 hours. You might not agree on all the things you need to talk about. So you might be issued with your certificate, but you can certainly access mediation services again within that 12 months in order to finish resolving issues or to resolve new issues. So it's not... It's not a one-and-done situation. You certainly can go back multiple times. But after that first time, you will be issued with that certificate. So you can proceed to court if you want to.
All right. I suppose my next big, probably my last big question would be, do I have to find the mediation service myself, or does someone allocate it to me? Like, how does that part of the process work? How do I start that?
So that's it's up to you, really. So no one's going to go, you know, all these people have broken up, we'll allocate them a mediation service. You don't necessarily have to engage in mediation. You might have a really good relationship with your ex, and you might go, look, we can sit down and have a coffee or a glass of wine or a beer and discuss how we're going to divide these finances or how we're going to parent these kids. And that's great. You don't have to use that service. But if you do find you have to use mediation, you do have to engage, or one of you has to engage. One of you has to make that initial contact and the other party will be invited.
Okay.
And that could also, I've forgotten to mention, you can go through legal aid. And they can assist you with what we call a lawyer-assisted mediation. So they will assign you each a lawyer. You get constant legal advice, and their mediations are 4 hours long, so you get that little bit of extra time.
Yep.
And they can assist you through and try and make sure you get to an agreement. And those agreements also don't have to be final agreements. Those can be interim agreements. Those can be agreements that go for 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, and you come back and review them.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like a process that you probably need to be quite active actively involved in, and for at least someone needs to be actively involved in setting it up.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, and the other party needs to be actively involved in agreeing to come. If you are sent a letter or someone phones you and says, will you participate in a mediation, and you either don't answer them or you say no, the person who's applied will be issued with that certificate because you've refused to engage, and they don't have any other option then about resolving this dispute that they feel like is happening other than going to court.
Yep.
So you don't want to miss out on that opportunity to discuss your children's future or how you're going to divide the money in your relationship.
Yep.
Okay. And also, I think if you do reach an agreement at the mediation stage, it becomes what we call a parenting plan.
That's right.
Which means you've reached an agreement, you've agreed to certain terms and conditions that both parties are going to abide by. However, at law, it won't be legally enforceable.
Mm-hmm. That's really important to note in both parenting and financial matters, that if it's a plan at that stage, that means it's an agreement. Anyone can back out. They can decide they're doing something else. So if you do want it to be enforceable, you need to make an application for consent orders in both parenting or financial or either.
Yep. Okay. All right. Now, if people feel that they want to be able to access further information and or advice, what can they do?
Certainly access a community legal centre like YFS.
Yep.
We can, at YFS Legal, we can give you some advice on whether or not, you know, a mediation is going to work for you, how you should go about, you know, engaging in those services and what kind of things you can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been to mediation and it was successful, we can give you some advice on what the next stages are. Yeah. And if it hasn't been successful, we can also give you some help with what to do next.
All right. Okay. So yfs.org.au is the website, or 3826 1500. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.